League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Are you ready to be outraged?
Definitely.
What do you got?
Shrinkflation. You know how we keep talking about inflation, everything is going up, prices and all that?
Yeah.
So there's all these companies now that are reducing the amount you get, but they're not lowering their prices. So you think everything is normal. But when you go to open the package, there's just less stuff in there and you don't even realize it. Dorito bags? 5 less Doritos per bag.
Come on.
I swear. It's
Are you serious?
It's a real thing.
You know, here's the thing. There's already been a ton of air in the Doritos bag already.
Yep.
And what size bag is that going to be? 5 less makes a big difference. If we're talking about snack size, you just ruined my lunch.
Your Bounty paper towels? What if there's like a few less? You wouldn't even know.
Are you kidding me right now?
Yep. All these companies, PepsiCo, Procter & Gamble, they're betting just like you that you're never going to realize that these are missing.
I would know every time. But you know, the thing is when you have your favorite products, what do we say? We say we need it, right? Everybody's talking about, are you driving less right now? No, I still have to go places I have to go. Mm-hmm. I just hate it.
Charmin toilet paper, you're losing a few squares.
Oh, that could be the difference between life and death.
Gatorade, they decreased the volume from 32 to 28 ounces.
I mean, I don't even drink that stuff, right? I'm not an athlete. That's for football players.
No, I like Gatorade.
I feel like Gatorade is never so popular as when it's being dumped over somebody's head.
They said they redesigned the bottle. They made it more aerodynamic and easier to grab, but it's really you're just getting less. Right? It's actually genius if you think about it.
It now fits in your pocket, but yeah. No, trust us, you're still getting a full glass.
Oh my gosh, the Charmin, it's 20 sheets per roll they got rid of.
I mean, that's a go, right? That could be two goes, depending on how sparingly you're operating.
American Song Contest with Snoop and Kelly Clarkson was back on last night. How it works is every state gets an artist representing it, and then American Idol style, you vote for who is the best. There's some bigger celebrities. There's some lesser people we've never heard of before in our lives. But we thought it would be much more fun if we found random musicians that are friends with producer John, and then we just made them write songs about states and American territories that they've never been to.
Here's the thing. If you start talking about music and the fact that somebody's going to get some exposure online, musicians, they tend to have a little bit of extra time on their hands.
They're like, we'll do it.
They'll just send you songs.
Yeah.
They'll just send you songs.
Yeah, and today is all about Guam. But before we get to that, let's talk about what happened last night on the show. 11 more states performed. This is Oregon. They have a duo called Courtship. Their song was called Million Dollar Smoothie, and I was confused.
You know what? Let's be honest, though. There's not a whole lot of structure to Baby Shark either.
Well, yeah. I found myself like nodding my head and being like, right. $1 million smoothie. And I'm like, what is $1 million smoothie? I don't know.
Right.
I think I like it.
It's like Goldschlager of the modern day.
Then there's New York. And New York had Anissa, and her song was Green Light. I've never heard of her, so I was excited to see what she could bring. I mean, representing New York is a big deal, right?
Okay, so what she have? Sounds like a traffic violation right there.
Yeah. It was all right. A lot of energy.
That's all right.
Yeah,
all right.
And then our random musician today, producer John's friend, Hawkins French. Hawkins, was it weird when you were assigned Guam as your song?
Yeah, that was a tough one for sure.
Well, we have to represent every American territory.
You know, the truth is there, Hawkins, is that Anna was very, very excited about the territories. Mm-hmm. Guam just seems exotic, right?
Yeah.
It's, you know, a faraway land. We're not really sure about the things we know about it, so.
I don't even know where it is.
Right, so this is fun and educational, basically, for us.
Right, here's my Guam song.
There's an island on the West Pacific Sea. Beautiful nights are guaranteed. And when I'm stressing, I need to stay calm. Catch me the next flight down to Guam. I'm going down to Guam, down to Guam. I'm going down to Guam.
Guam. Guam songs.
That was really good.
You know, I mean, again, Guam, I've never been there, so I'm not really sure, but he makes it sound like Margaritaville.
Here's what I know. I'm going down to Guam. I didn't know where Guam was up or down, but now I know.
All of a sudden, you feel like it's
going down to Guam.
A vacation destination,
yeah. Right?
I mean, I think it's like a U.S. base. I'm pretty sure. It's like a big military base, but I'm sure that there's a beach somewhere around there.
Yeah.
I guess maybe.
Oh, really? I thought it was like a tropical place. I had no idea.
Yeah, no, I think it's hot. That much I think is true, but
we have to go down there. I have to assume it's hot.
Now we're gonna find out.
We'll find out where Guam is.
It sounds like there'll be a delicious burger there. You can put your sandals on, right?
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Hawkins. We love your representation of Guam.
Thank you, guys.
I'm going down to Guam.
Oh,
down to Guam.
Let's all go down to Guam. As expected, the apology tour has begun for Will Smith. And I think it's all his PR team and not his real feelings because of one reason. There's one specific reason why I believe that.
Okay, explain it to me.
All right, well, let's recap first of this whole thing. Will Smith's wife, Jada Pinkett Smith, has a condition called alopecia, which, if you're not familiar with, is you lose your hair. As you can imagine, if you're a woman, that's very, very hard. It's hard for everybody, but especially if you're a woman. But she went on TikTok and she said this a couple days ago.
I don't give two craps what people feel about this bald head of mine, because guess what? I love it.
But
but you know, emotions and you're putting up a front and all that stuff. It's still hurtful.
Exactly. So they're at the Oscars. Will Smith is up for Actor of the Year. And Chris Rock gets on stage and he makes this joke.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right?
Now, if you're under the age of 35, you probably don't get that because it's a terrible joke. But what he's trying to say was G.I. Jane was when Demi Moore was bald in that movie.
She was a Navy SEAL.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so Will Smith looks over at his wife as he's laughing at the joke and sees she ain't happy.
No,
right?
She's not laughing.
No, she's not laughing. Her feelings are hurt. He gets up, goes on stage, slaps him.
Uh-oh, Richard. Oh, wow.
And then he yells some obscene bad words that I can't air on the radio from the audience.
Not necessary to say anyways.
Uh-huh. So now the big question is, should he have been kicked out? Should he have been arrested? But now the Academy knows he's going to win Best Actor, right?
Sure. They have to know.
Right. So they don't do anything. So here it comes. Yesterday, all everybody talked about was he right? Was he wrong? He releases this statement, Raven. Violence in all its forms is poisonous and destructive. My behavior at last night's Academy Awards was unacceptable and inexcusable. Jokes at my expense are part of the job, but a joke about Jada's medical condition was too much for me to bear, and I reacted emotionally. I would like to publicly apologize to you, Chris. I was out of line and I was wrong. I was embarrassed and my actions were not indicative of the man I want to be. Then he goes on to say that he's a work in progress, and he apologized to his family and to the King Richard family, too.
I mean, I think it's a decent apology. What is it? What is the part that you believe completely says this is a lie?
He didn't video himself doing it. He posted it on Instagram as like just the words,
sure.
Just the copy.
Right.
And I think every time a celebrity does that, it is a PR crafted machine. You are an Oscar winning award person.
Uh-huh.
You can't get in front of a camera and from your heart give that speech.
But
you have to write it in little tiny squares.
But do you
Instagram?
Understand how many people would immediately say to yourself, well, they're an actor, so it doesn't matter. Like, he can't win. If he puts out a video where he seems sincere, you know, you go, well, his eye twitched that way, or he looked off camera that way for a second. Like, he can't win a situation like that. I mean, he's already lost.
I disagree.
He already did the losing for himself. And I'm not sympathetic.
Mm-hmm.
I just, this is how the way these things work. I think that when you put out a statement, you can control words that you type and you release a statement. You know, I mean, if we're not demanding that from, you know, people that are in charge, we're going to demand that from Will Smith.
No, I do.
I mean, come on.
I believe that if you are sincere in your apology, you do it face to face. You put your face in front of there and you say those words. You don't just have somebody in the back room write them for you. I really do.
I don't think it's going to be the first or the last. I don't think it's going to be the last apology is all I'm saying is I think that this is going to go on. I think that there will be some public thing where him and Chris Rock are together again. If Chris Rock agrees, I mean, there's honestly, I don't know how much Chris Rock gains from any of this, to tell you the truth.
Well, I think it would be if it's like a celebrity death match, one of those ones, if they put them in the ring together.
Well,
I think there'd be a lot of gains.
Let's talk about that. Yeah. Jake Paul wants to do that.
Yeah.
$15 million for each. I mean,
of
that
course.
Could be more than last Will Smith's last movie. Yeah. Who knows?
Yep.
And college basketball's biggest night is underway.
There can be
only one champion. And now we join Anna and Raven's coverage of the March Fadness Tournament.
March Fadness continues while everybody's watching basketball. Here it's all about crowning the biggest fad of all time, and you're the judge. We're in the Elite Eight right now. You can see the full bracket at annaandraven.com. But so far, only Pokemon Go has advanced to the Final Four. But today's matchup, it's a big one. First, the biggest dance craze of all time, the Macarena.
Let's be real, Anna. For many of us, this was the first time you ever saw your aunt or uncle dance.
True.
And you didn't really need to see it again. But when, after a few whiskey sours at your cousin's wedding,
yes,
it always happens.
And then, you know, when they do the Macarena, all of a sudden they were doing things with their hips that you never wanted to see again.
That's like, right.
What do you do? No, 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 no,
That's
no.
That's how cousins are made.
Yeah, it's weird. No, no, okay. But what could possibly take down the biggest dance craze of all time? Well, the toy that everybody wanted when you were a kid, the Cabbage Patch Kids.
Cabbage Patch Kids. Each doll is different, and you can pretend to adopt them.
You're a pal. You're the only one. I love you.
They're each one of a kind. They're Cabbage Patch Kids. You can give them all your love.
Cabbage Patch Kids are each sold separately. Each doll comes with a pretend birth certificate and adoption papers from Coleco.
You get to adopt them, Anna.
Wait a minute. Do you realize that the commercial says they're a pretend adoption paper? Like, who in their mind would actually be like, this is legit and real. This is a real child I'm adopting in this box.
In the 80s, all right, when class action lawsuits were just becoming a thing, really, you had to be very clear about these things. I'll tell you that the biggest thing that crystallizes how crazy the craze was for these dolls.
Yeah.
My mother spoke to my father.
Oh.
My divorced parents spoke to each other because he worked at Coleco and she needed an inn to get a doll for my sister. It was the best they ever got along in their lives. Congratulations on that 3-week peace accord that they had. I'm telling you.
I remember my father waited in line for 6 hours to get me one. And my dad was my hero then.
Yeah.
And it's so funny how, like, I look back on it. I was
He's still
a
your hero
girl.
For that now?
I, like, think back. I'm like, and, like, knowing my father, like, rough around the edges, from Italy kind of guy.
You do love me, Daddy.
I can't believe he did that, you know? Like, it's so crazy to think about it. But the Macarena, how many times can you say there's a dance that everybody on the universe knows?
Powerhouse.
Yes.
Dance, that's for sure.
Everybody's watching basketball, but here it's about crowning the biggest fad of all time. You can see the full bracket at annaandraven.com. Started with the Sweet 16. We are now in the Elite Eight, looking to see who's going to make it to the Final Four. Today's matchup, it's a big one. The Macarena versus Cabbage Patch Kids.
I mean, you're talking about two huge competitors right here. Both had their time. Some would argue that the Macarena's time, it pauses. It never goes away completely. It comes back up at a terrible wedding.
But every once in a while, you see the Cabbage Patch Kids for sale, and my daughter will walk by, and she'll be terrified by it, my toddler. And I'll think to myself, why did I want one so badly, but she has no interest whatsoever?
Holding the value that you always wanted for your Beanie Babies, the Cabbage Patch dolls are still there online, still have a presence.
Okay, so checking our text line, Cabbage Patch Kids, I never learned the Macarena, but I sweated for weeks over getting one of these for my daughter. Okay, fair. Another text, Macarena, we broke a record at my ex-husband's bachelor party. He had a Yankee Stadium. The entire crowd did the Macarena all together in 1996.
I love that they believe that it was your responsibility that they broke the record. Well, there's a bachelorette party over, or the bachelor party over in Section 5.
They had 7,000 people with them. Let's give them that.
They do that 3 times a week at Yankee Stadium. That's all I'm saying.
1-800-330-9999. Who's making it to the Final Four, the Macarena or the Cabbage Patch Kids?
Cabbage Patch Dolls.
Yeah! How many did you have?
Well, it wasn't me. It was my daughters. Back in the day, they're not, like, in their 40s now, but me and my father went crazy trying to find them. We waited on lines. We threatened people. Then we finally got them.
You threatened people?
Threatened people. People lost their lives for Cabbage Patch Kids.
If you go in pairs, you could run a diversion. One of you, like, trips that person or, you know, like, distracts them for a minute, and you dive at the counter. I love it.
And on Raven, what's it going to be? Cabbage Patch Kids or the Macarena?
Cabbage Patch Kids.
Represent. Represent.
I can't believe how close this is.
America is split.
Yeah. Split. All right, what's it going to be? Macarena or Cabbage Patch Kids?
Macarena all the way. Like, everyone was doing that. I remember I went on a cruise, and that's where they taught me that dance.
You know what? A cruise is where the Macarena lives, right? Forever.
Right? It's perfect.
I feel like it might have been born at sea on a cruise ship, right?
You might be
international
right.
waters.
Yeah.
Right? Any way for them to keep, you know, 1,000 people busy at one time on deck 8 sounds like a good plan to the animation crew on a cruise. No, that's a good one.
March Madness. Is it going to be the Macarena or Cabbage Patch Kid dolls?
Cabbage Patch Kids?
Yes.
For sure.
Yes.
Did you have one?
No, but I've seen one a lot. So
right. It's okay. I remember Cabbage Patch Kids, not for nothing, but they were kind of one of the first dolls that I remember boys having.
Really?
Yes. I mean, of course, that was my age, too, when I was relatively younger at that point. So I guess that's when I would see them and when I was paying attention. But I remember it being one of the first dolls around the neighborhood that boys had them too.
Macarena or Cabbage Patch Kids? What's making it to the final four?
I think the Macarena, because it's just no matter what wedding you're at, they always play it. Like, it comes back. It keeps coming back. No matter how many times we don't want it to come back, it's still here. So I'm going to go with that.
Remember when you reached the point that when it came on, you just rolled your eyes and you're like, oh my gosh, like, this is never going to go away.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're all still there, but it
we
just
still
hasn't
do it.
Gone away.
But if it comes on, I still feel obligated to do it. It's so weird, right?
You're just caught in it.
Yeah.
I know it too. Okay.
This is the closest that it's been so far, but by like a few votes, Cabbage Patch Kids is making it to the final four.
Yes, they're my pick.
People have weird surgeries. What was the surgeries you had? 1-800-330-9999. Raven, when he told me he had had to have a balloon blown up in his face, I was like, stop, that's not funny. That's not nice. That's not a real thing.
No, that is a real thing. Oh. That's exactly what they did to my face.
Yeah, they put a balloon in his head.
Yeah, it's called a balloon sinoplasty.
And like, did you get to pick the color of the balloon? Like, were you like, all right, I'll take the pink latex one, like a birthday party?
You know, when I came in, I actually thought there was going to be a bit more warm-up to the surgery, but they just threw you back in the chair, laid you down, and then started pumping you full of stuff. And it is not a pleasant experience when you're having some sort of sinus surgery. I don't recommend it. If you don't need it, I would not recommend it. If you need it, however, then, you know, obviously it's something you're going to experience.
So I didn't tell you this, but I was waiting till we could talk about it on the air. But when I had my induction with Hayden, they offered a balloon because she was stuck. She wasn't going to come out.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want to paint a vivid picture for you, but they don't put the balloon in your face when you're having a baby.
Yes.
Right. Right. So all I kept thinking about when you were talking about the fact that they were going to put a balloon, I was like, well, my balloon was going to be a little bit different. Turns out I just opted for the C-section because I was like, you're not putting a balloon anywhere near there.
You're not putting a balloon near that.
Right?
No, don't do it.
What if it gets stuck there forever? Here's what it sounded like after Raven had his balloon in his face.
That is my nasal rinse routine.
Oh,
yes, I have to do that twice a day right now.
Sounds like Darth Vader.
Oh. I've gotten better at it, which I'm not sure if that's anything to brag about.
I don't know, but people have strange surgeries all the time. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. You had surgery on your arm. What happened?
I broke it in a car accident.
Was it your upper arm, your wrist? Because that happened to my wife. The airbag busted her arm, Anna. Saved her life, broke her arm.
Mm. My forearm, actually, My forearm, I got 15 screws in my arm now.
Oh. Like a robot.
Right. Do you feel it?
Pretty much, right.
Do you feel it now that it's all healed up? I mean, when was the surgery? I hope it wasn't last week. Sorry if you're working
on it. No, that wasn't last week.
Okay.
2017, yeah.
Yeah. Do you feel it?
No, I don't feel it, nope.
15 screws in your arm.
Yeah, and you don't feel a thing.
And you don't feel anything.
Wild, right?
Yeah.
The human body. Was it the airbag that did it? Or did you have your arm hanging out the window like a cool guy and somebody rammed into you?
Yeah, handed out the window. Yep. There you go.
Oh, man.
Is that what really happened?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
man. Well, that'll just show you. Get them indoors.
That's what Raven sounds like now since he had the balloon in his face to clear his sinuses, that surgery.
Yeah, I had balloon sinoplasty a couple weeks ago, and that is my nasal rinse that I have to do. A very pleasant thing that I have to do twice a day right now.
Yeah, people have weird surgeries all the time. What was the weird surgery you had? 1-800-330-9999.
It's gross. I have eye cancer in my left eye.
Okay.
And what they did is they built me a cast that looked like an old Coke bottle cap with holes on the side. And they inserted radiation in the cap, and they surgically implanted it on my eye.
Like, who figured that out? Who figured out that that would work in a situation like this? That's insane.
Clearly the guy that was working at the Coke bottle factory. And he was like, what else are we going to do with these caps?
On his break time.
He was like, He came up with a couple schematics and figured it out. So it was something that they implanted for a while, and then you had removed after, or what?
Yep. 4 days on my eye, and then they had to surgically remove it. It was pretty gross, but it worked, I'll tell you.
Hey, I mean, if it worked, right?
Yeah.
If it worked, I mean, it's all about survival.
100%.
Thanks for the call. Thank you, Coke Bottle Factory line worker.
Sienna and Raven, tell us about your surgery.
So I actually a couple years ago, I had a benign tumor removed, and then almost a year to the day, I had a hernia because of it. So I was standing in the bathroom, and my husband comes up behind me to give me a hug, and he was like, oh my God, what is that? And we look, and it was like an egg-shaped thing under my skin. My guts were like coming through a hole. So I had to go and get that repaired. That was the hernia.
Yeah, the hernia weirds me out, right? And I've had it explained to me 5 times, and I still don't know what it is. I mean, congratulations on getting the tumor out. That's great.
Yeah. Well, I don't think I understand what a hernia is either.
Yeah, it's like it's a strain in the diaphragm muscle, right? Like where it connects.
So they had cut that part open in my abdomen, and they just didn't heal right. So it reopened, and then whatever's like organ or whatever's behind it is going out because it's not being, there's no enclosure. So it was sticking out. Like it was my intestine or my stomach or something was coming through the hole. And the weird part was, is like when you lie down, it recedes itself. So it goes away. And we had called, it was a Saturday, we called the doctor's exchange, and they were like, as long as you lie down and it pops back down, you're fine. But if it doesn't, you need to go to the ER right away.
Wow.
And so, so on like Monday, I had scheduled like the ultrasound and everything. And they were like, you need to have surgery again. And we have to repair this hole.
Did they show you your tumor in like a jar or something?
No, they didn't. I asked to see it, but they
did you? So you know, I always hear like we took something out the size of your thumb, or you know, the doctor always compares it to something, right?
Yeah.
The size of a grapefruit or whatever. And as soon as they compare it to something, I'm like, oh well, I'd kind of like to see that. I mean, it's terrible, but
they
I'd
showed
like to
me.
See it.
So I had a cyst in my face when I was a teenager.
Yeah,
I had like a bump on the side of my cheek, and I always used to rub it, right? And finally, my mom was like, "What are you rubbing?" I'm like, "It's like a bump." And then it got bigger and bigger, and you could see it through my cheek.
Yeah.
So I went to go have it removed, and it was the size of a quarter.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And she let me see it. She let me see it. And it was the size of a quarter. I would almost say it could have been a half silver dollar.
It's like when you go, you know, and you have your car worked on, and you're not sure whether or not they actually replaced your brakes. They'll show you the old brake pads.
Right.
Show me the brake pad that was my tumor.
I couldn't believe that thing was living in my cheek. It's crazy. When Raven told me he had to have a balloon put into his face for his sinuses, that surgery, I didn't believe him. Turns out, that's not the weirdest surgery you can have. What was your last surgery? 1-800-330-9999.
I had the top bone of my right great toe amputated.
The top bone in your right great toe? Is that correct?
Yes.
How many bones are in the great toe? I figure if you have a bone removed, like that's the whole toe, right?
Is the great toe the big toe?
Yes, the great toe is the big toe.
No, it's not. No, you can flex your toe, like your finger.
So wait a minute. So there's like, it's like a knuckle in your toe?
Yes.
So now that you had that bone removed, what's your toe action like? Is your toe, like, would you say your toe is more talented now or less talented than it was when you had both knuckles or a toe knuckle?
It's less talented.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I can't.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No more days of playing the piano at the Carney anymore with your toes.
I still don't understand why we call it the great toe or not the big toe.
No, it's,
stuck on that.
I mean, if you're the biggest, you're the greatest.
How come we call our pinky finger the pinky because it's the smallest, but we don't call it our pinky toe. We call it our little toe.
Oh, plenty of people call it the pinky toe.
They do?
Oh, yeah, sure.
You don't call it your ring toe, your ring finger toe? What do you call that one?
That I don't.
No, all right.
And Ann Raven, tell us about your surgery.
Hey, I don't know how weird it is, but about 2 years ago, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. So I had a double mastectomy, and they took the tissue from my stomach, cut it out, reconnected the blood vessels to my chest, and I lost the tattoo in the process.
I mean, that's wild.
That's wild.
That's wild.
Yes.
I mean, I find it fascinating when they do this stuff, when they put like a guy's ear like on his stomach, and yeah. then they reattach after, like anything yeah. like that. I find that fascinating.
Did you like that tattoo?
I got it when I was 18. It was a dumb decision, so yes. I'm kind of glad it's gone.
Greg, right, take it out.
Right. It's like, barely recognizable at that point.
Yeah, this is definitely too much information right here, but I have a flower on my bikini line, and when I had to have my C-section, my doctor said to me, she's like, I'm going to try not to cut the tattoo. I'm like, it's all right.
You were like, no, get it out of there.
Yeah, you're like,
is it like half of it now?
It's just like it's cut. There's like a scar over it.
You have half a tattoo. And Ann Raven, what happened with your surgery?
The only surgery I really had was my wisdom teeth, getting them taken out.
What do you remember about having your wisdom teeth taken out?
Oh my gosh. I remember like cursing out the doctor because I was like so emotional from the medication and That's what I remember.
This is a real thing. So, Anna, when my wife and I first started dating, I mean, we had only been dating like maybe 3 months or something like that. I took her to have her wisdom teeth pulled, and I had had mine done, and it was not fun, and I knew it was going to be a whole traumatic thing. She thought it would just be relatively fine. I mean, I was actually surprised how quickly she agreed to let me be her ride to take her and then pick her up. She got up out of the chair, was still medicated. Like, I mean, she didn't look to be awake. And she's like, I got to find my boy. I could hear her in the back of the dentist's office when I was in the lobby. And she came busting out of the doors with like cotton hanging out of her mouth and whatnot. That was a trip, man. I could have asked her anything, though. I was interrogating her, although I'm not sure if the answers would have been accurate. It was like an evil version of her from a different portal.
Oh, my gosh.
A different dimension.
I never had my wisdom teeth are still inside. Like they're still,
oh my gosh,
they're underground. I don't know what's it called when they're in your mouth.
Underground, they're impacted.
They're impacted.
Yeah.
So I'm terrified that one day they're going to make their way out and I'm going to have to do this. And every time I say to the dentist, I'm like, let's just keep our fingers crossed that they stay underground forever.
Underground.
And college basketball's biggest night is underway.
There can be only one champion. And now we join Anna and Raven's coverage of the March Fadness Tournament.
Everybody's watching basketball, but Brown here, crowning the number one fad of all time. You can head to AnnaandRaven.com, see the Sweet 16, the entire bracket. But we're narrowing it down right now from the Elite Eight to the Final Four. The ones that have already made it to the Final Four so far, Raven, Pokemon Go and Cabbage Patch Kids.
I mean, big competitors for sure. I can't say that I still understand Pokemon Go and the language to this point, but I do know that it is a movement. Cabbage Patch Dolls, on the other hand, firsthand knowledge.
Yeah, but this next matchup is a big one, and it all comes down to you to decide who's going to make it to the Final Four. Up first, Tybo.
Hi, I'm Billy Blanks. I want to welcome you guys to a brand new Tybo cardio workout. Are you guys ready to work? Are y'all ready?
Yay!
Yeah, right now. Let me see.
Five.
Throw it
right
here.
Three.
Oh, you got to move it.
Two.
Yes. Now, let me see you move a little bit. Turn it.
One.
I love it that in all the videos, Billy Blanks is constantly asking a random person to kick his hand.
Right.
He's always got his hand up, and he's like, now kick. And somebody will turn and spin and do a straight movie quality roundhouse.
Right. And to be a member of the Tybo squad, you had to count to eight. And that's all you had to do. They're constantly counting to eight.
And always be moving, though.
Yep.
I mean,
one.
Those were fantastic.
Two. Right. It's fantastic. It was one of the biggest fitness movements of all time. Everybody was doing Tybo. He sold like 130 million VHS tapes his first year. Something insane like that.
I like to picture Billy Blanks right now in the French Riv on a front side of a yacht. He's having a great time. And he's definitely drinking something with his pinky sticking out.
All right. But what could go up against Tybo as the biggest fad of all time? Crocs. Now, here's the thing about Crocs. They just keep coming back. Just when you thought the Croc fad was over and people would stop wearing them, all of a sudden, your kids want Crocs again. It's not just for chefs anymore or people with terrible fashion choices.
Nurses.
So the crazy part about Crocs is that they almost went out of business. They almost went bankrupt back in 2014. And then they decided to take every penny they had left and invest it in people like Post Malone and Justin Bieber to make like their version of Crocs.
We're going all in.
Yeah, and it worked because everybody started wearing Crocs again. Here's DJ Khaled promoting Crocs.
Look what I just got. I love Crocs. And shout out to all the fans out there, man. We love you. Go get these ASAP. I got mine. Get yours. Another one.
Another one.
Khaled woke up and he was like, yeah. That's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to seek out these Crocs.
Right.
I'm gonna go get these Crocs. I copped mine. I got mine.
100%. Do you believe DJ Khaled right now?
I love Crocs.
Yeah, I love.
Really?
Another one.
Yeah.
Another one.
Thank you. Right. Thank you very much. Well, I mean, it's Tybo or Crocs.
Looking to crown the biggest fad of all time. You can see the full bracket at annaandraven.com. We have the Elite Eight. They're fighting for the Final Four. Already making it, Pokemon Go and Cabbage Patch Kids. But the lineup right now, is it going to be Tybo?
Hi, I'm Billy Blank. I want to welcome you guys to a brand new Tybo cardio workout. Are you guys ready to work? Are y'all ready?
Three.
Let me see you kick your hand. Let me see you kick my hand.
Move it.
Billy Blank's every video, he'd always be like, he'd go up to a random person and be like, kick my hand right now. And it'd be so high. Somebody would kick it so high. And it was always in rhythm.
And their shorts were always very, very short.
They were.
Very short. But who could go up against Tybo as the biggest fad of all time? How about Crocs, which just refuses to die? And the thing about Crocs is they're made of this thing called Croc Light. And here they are explaining it.
What? Croslite material is very, very good at leveling the loads across the bottom of your foot. 30% better than any other foam that we know of that's out there that's used in footwear.
Wait a minute.
It's 30% better than any other foam.
How do they run around with all the different foams? They don't. Come on. You're just making stuff up there.
Bold
they're lying.
Claims. Bold claims. All right, now it's up to you. What's making it to the Final Four? Tybo or Crocs?
I'm going with Crocs.
Really?
Raven doesn't want Crocs to win, but it is winning by such a huge margin
right now.
Like on our text line, I would think probably like 70% to 30% is going to Crocs.
The internet can be faked.
On Instagram, 71% to 29% Crocs over Tybo.
Oh, sounds like a conspiracy to me.
If it's on social media, it must be true.
Whatever, hacker.
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Is it going to be Tybo or Crocs?
Oh, I got to say Tybo for sure. And, you know, maybe I'm just biased because I was voted most likely to appear in the next Tybo video in high school. But,
wow.
Tybo all the way.
So it was there at a period of your life, right? You were doing, like, the headbands, all of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, the full look with the Tybo, the short
headbands,
shorts.
Headbands, crop tops.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Every day.
Is it going to be Tybo or Crocs? What's making it to the Final Four?
Oh, it's going to be Crocs. Are you kidding me? I mean, there's a Crocs store at the mall. Like, that's where we are with all this. Everybody had Crocs. My wife had Crocs. My kids had Crocs. I mean, I had Crocs, and we had pairs and pairs and pairs of them.
You know what they say, Riven?
Mm.
The family that Crocs together, I don't know the next part.
No, I don't know any of that to be true.
They Crocs. They wear a lot of Crocs.
Yeah, it all makes me sad inside. I feel like we've given up on fashion completely.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Is it going to be Tybo or Crocs?
Tybo. I mean, it's just, I feel like a lot of people are really into it right now. People are into getting into shape, and it's like, I hear that it has, like, great mental impact on you. So, yeah, I'm going to go with that.
Right now? Who's still taking Tybo classes?
People love Billy Blanks.
Oh, I have people. I know people.
Really? That's because they bought those VHS tapes and DVDs, and they don't know what to do with them now. So
Someday they have to live forever.
Yep.
It's like the library.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Tybo or Crocs? What's it going to be?
Crocs. I mean, Crocs have been here for a generation. They're not going anywhere, but workout fads come and go. I mean, it's Peloton, it's Tybo, it's one thing, and then it's the next thing. Crocs are here to stay. I'm wearing mine right now.
What? I feel like Crocs is the shoe that they gave to us because they were like, listen, someday we're not going to be able to get the other stuff that shoes are made out of. So you got to get used to this. These are basically your recycling shoes, right? The Crocs is your agreement to carry your own grocery bags. It's the same thing. It's the same transaction.
I'm sad that he said Peloton because I still have 2 years of financing left to pay mine off.
At least.
Yeah.
Who are you kidding?
All right. And just like that, Crocs makes it to the Final Four.
Such a sad day.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Terry and Lance. Terry, what's going on?
Hey, thanks for having us. You know, we've been dealing with the same issue for far too long, in my opinion. I am kind of a neat freak. I like the house clean and tidy. And so when somebody comes over, it's already set. It's already ready to go. The place is relaxing. You know, that's just how I vibe. Like, I can't get stuff done when it's a mess. And Lance is just such a slob. Like, I'm constantly picking up after him. He'll leave sweatshirts, folders from work, files, like, just, like, his work shoes, his gym clothes, like, all over the place. I'm constantly just picking up after him, and I'm tired of having the same conversation with him. So basically what I've decided to do is just throw his stuff out. You know, like if you don't want to pick up your hairspray and your gel, then it's going in the trash. If you don't want to fold your clothes, then I'll just donate your clothes to Goodwill. Like, I'm done. I'm so done. I'm so tired of having that conversation. And that's my solution.
And Lance, you're not happy with this.
I wouldn't think so.
Right. Would you be happy with it? I mean, I love my wife dearly, but this is crazy. I mean, yes. I mean, she knew this when she married me. You know, I'm not the cleanest person. I'm a bit of a slob. It's always been a bad habit of mine. I get this. But she's throwing out, like, important files from work. Like she said, she's throwing out my hair products that I'm leaving on the bathroom sink. I mean, this is wild. She's thrown out a pair of shoes of mine before.
Wait a minute. Why are you leaving your work files in the bathroom sink?
No, my hair products on the bathroom sink. My files are on my desk.
That's the one thing about
the kitchen table sometimes.
When people start cleaning things up, you throw one thing in the trash, it starts to become easier to throw other stuff in the trash, right? It's like why you get a roll-out dumpster. The first couple things, you're like, I don't know, maybe I'm going to keep this, maybe I'm not. Then all of a sudden, you're just hucking anything in there.
She's being malicious, though. I mean, throwing away a piece of paper or something that she thinks is just junk is one thing, but throwing away, like, again, a hairspray, like a can of hairspray, a pair of shoes... That's just being malicious.
Yeah, but how hard is it to open up the cabinet and put the hairspray in it if you're already in the bathroom? Like, it's so easy. And, like, you obviously never learned how to clean up. So how – I'm at my wit's end.
So you're going to throw stuff away? That's wild.
Not really. I mean, I throw away all my kids' toys. Like, if there's, like, junk and they don't pick it up and they refuse to pick it up and it doesn't go back, I just throw it right in the garbage. And you do it enough, they figure it out.
Well, I mean, they're getting more toys, though. Inherently, as they grow older, they're getting more toys. He's actually got to go out and buy the hair products. I mean, he's got to pay for those.
If this was a situation with your children, that I would understand, Terry. But what I'm interested to see is if do people think that this is over the line because it's your husband, not a kid. Maybe you agree with Terry. How many times does she have to tell you to start putting your things away? If you keep leaving things in the middle and causing a mess, then it's going in the garbage. It's the only way you'll learn. But they may see your side too, Lance. You're a grown-up. You pay for that house too. If that's how you're going to live, like, she can't just throw things away.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Lance is a slob, leaves his stuff all over the house. Terry, his wife, has warned him a million times to put things away. Well, he doesn't, so she started throwing them in the garbage.
You know, I'm just going to say that there's a lot of different definitions of a slob, right? And I'm sure that Lance, in his mind, is not a terribly sloppy person. That in his mind, like, okay, I leave some things around, but I'm going to need them in an instant. I'm going to need it same time tomorrow, whatever. I'll just pick it back up. Terry's like, that's not good enough for me. Nope, I've warned you time and time again. This stuff is just going to go in the trash.
Yeah, but do you think she's wrong for actually throwing away his stuff every time he leaves it in the wrong places all over the house and leaving a mess?
I would go nuts.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court.
I'm with him on this one, I have to say. They are a married couple. She is his spouse and not his mother. He has to earn money to pay for all of those things. He should not have to be expected to pay for them twice. It's hard enough to get by. They're in a partnership. If it's not working out, maybe they should get a divorce.
I will agree that the way you treat your children in a situation like this, like, I won't think twice to throw away my kids' toys if they keep doing it or their junk. But your spouse is different. You're equals.
Well, yeah, they're an adult. Yeah. And they're going to work to pay for these things, too.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Terry says her husband, Lance, leaves his stuff all over the house where it doesn't belong. She's been warning him forever, and finally, she's taken matters into her own hands, and she just started throwing things away.
I mean, we're talking about hair products, hygiene stuff that he's got in the bathroom that's around his sink, even some work papers that he left in a different room.
Yeah, what do you think? Is she out of line for trying to teach him a lesson by throwing away these things to make him neater? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court.
I am totally on her side. I am actually a slob, but I would learn my lesson if people started throwing my things away.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just going to say, as a guy in my house, I don't feel like I have a whole lot of space that's dedicated just to me anyways, right? I mean, I defer all the decorating questions, all the different furniture and stuff like that, for the most part, to my wife. So to feel like you get pushed from one room to the next is... It's a pain.
He's leaving things where he's not supposed to leave them.
Yeah,
I think she should throw them away? No. But also, he's not making any effort to fix it.
In his mind, though, he's leaving it exactly where it belongs.
Right. Just randomly thrown around the house.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side. It's
his stuff. He's grown. She married him. She knew that he was like this. Like, I'm not going to not, if I wash my husband's clothes, I'm folding and putting them away. I'm not just going to leave them there and wait for him to come fold his own clothes and put them away. I mean, come on, really? And hairspray? I leave hairspray and hair products in the sink all the time.
You know what?
It's not that serious.
My wife leaves her hairspray on my sink nearly every single day.
Throw it away. Throw it in the garbage.
Can you imagine?
Right. Yeah.
Can you imagine?
She would definitely
moment.
Divorce you
she
for that.
She would kill me.
Yeah.
And Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side. My ex was OCD queen, and we're divorced now for a reason. Just saying. It's pointless. You gotta pick your battles.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Lance, our audience agreed with you. Terry, as frustrating as it may be, you can't just throw away his stuff. He needs his stuff.
Of course they agree with me. It's insane what she's doing. It's absolutely insane.
All right. Well, I'll take into consideration how they feel, but like, we need to come up with some type of compromise.
Sounds like my wife, Anna. Like, I need a space.
You need to just be a little bit cleaner and put things where they belong.
I need a different space. Okay. Lance, let's find a space.
Yeah, how about in the garage?
I think if I had a room of my own that I could just let it be my space to exist and look how I like it, then maybe I would be a little more mindful about the rest of the house.
Mm-hmm. Any bad sense in the house is coming from that room, though.
Mm-hmm. If you have a problem, to send an email, couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $4,000 thanks to DoorDash. Imagine a world where one app can deliver meals, groceries, convenience items, and more. Use DoorDash.com or download the app and use promo code ORDERNOW50 for 50% off your next order. Get more from your neighborhood with DoorDash. All right, Michelle, you ready to go?
Yes, I am.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Michelle.
Okay.
Thank you.
$4,000 on the line. Here's how it's going to work. Raven is walking out of here. When that door closes, he can't hear us. It's a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I bring them back in, ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Number 1, Space Jam, A New Legacy, and Diana the Musical dominated the Razzie Awards, which calls out the worst in entertainment. Jared Leto was awarded Worst Supporting Actor for his role in what movie this past year?
Don't know.
Number 2, Amazon is making a James Bond competition series called 007's Road to Millions. In No Time to Die, they filmed at Port Antonio, which is a famous banana and coconut shipping port on what Caribbean island?
Jamaica.
Number 3, Will Smith issued an apology for his actions at the Oscars. According to the lyrics to the 2000 hit song by Outkast, they are sorry to who? Because they are for real.
I don't know.
Number 4, Taylor Swift is going to receive an honorary doctorate degree from NYU. She's going to speak at the commencement ceremony at Yankee Stadium, too. Rumors are that she may have secretly married her longtime actor boyfriend. What's his name?
Where's my daughter when I need her?
My gosh, Michelle, this is not going well. And number 5.
I know.
That's okay. This one I think you'll get. Pillsbury has brought back their limited edition Easter cookie doughs. Poppin' Fresh is the actual name of the Pillsbury Doughboy. But what color is his signature scarf?
Blue.
All right.
Not good, huh?
Today's not going to be the day. Let me bring Raven Bate again.
Yeah.
I'm waving. All right, Michelle only got one right.
Oh, not too good, Michelle. Let's see how I do.
Number 1, Space Jam, A New Legacy, and Diana the Musical dominated the Razzie Awards, which calls out the worst in entertainment.
Right.
Jared Leto was awarded Worst Supporting Actor for his role in what movie this past year?
House of Gucci.
Yes.
I haven't seen it yet. Is it so bad that it's good, or is it...
I haven't seen it yet either. I really want to see it. This is the problem when they don't stream movies anymore.
Right.
All right, number 2. Amazon is making a James Bond competition series called 007's Road to a Million.
Cool.
In No Time to Die, they filmed at Port Antonio, which is a famous banana and coconut shipping port on what Caribbean island?
That's on Jamaica.
Yes. Number 3, Will Smith issued an apology for his actions at the Oscars. According to the lyrics to the 2000 hit song by Outkast, they are sorry to who? Because they are for real.
Well, they're sorry, Miss Jackson.
Oh, I am for real. It's better when my voice is 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is, it's not.
Number 4, Taylor Swift is going to receive an honorary doctorate degree from NYU. She's going to speak at the commencement ceremony, too, at Yankee Stadium.
Okay.
Rumors are that she may have secretly married her longtime actor boyfriend. What's his name?
Joe Alwyn.
Yes. And number 5, Pillsbury has brought back their limited edition Easter cookie doughs, Poppin' Fresh is the actual name of the Pillsbury Doughboy mascot.
Okay.
What color is his signature scarf?
It's blue, right? Or is it blue and white? It's blue. I'm going to take a guess.
People always say blue. It's a trick question. It's white. It's white. All white. Only the emblem on his hat is blue. I'm sorry, really? Michelle. He beat you 4-1 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
It's Michelle, and I can't beat Raven.
Hold on, Michelle.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $4,100 tomorrow.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.